just walked four Badgers in a row to get down by the net and made a very good cross-ice pass on his backhand. And as a result of that, the Badgers will go into the penalty box.
Yeah.
Because of a little pushing down in the corner.
Sawyer Scholl, 733 for interference, they'll say. Badgers have a shorthander tonight. They have two power play goals tonight and a penalty shot converted by Quinn Finley, and Wisconsin wins the puck free and sends it all the way down. That's where Riley Herbst will play the puck. So McClellan out of the hockey game here after giving up four goals tonight. What's the total shot total for the Wisconsin Badgers? 21. Cross ice, near side, Burnside. Put it in front, redirect, they score. Patrick Guzzo, nice feed from Burnside. Power play goal for Ohio State. It's 4-1.
That's kind of what set up the way the Badgers want to set it up. And again, they had a net front presence, and the shot was not taken from the side in order to score. The shot was there for either a deflection or whatever the case may be. I don't think it would have gotten through had... At that point, if Daniel Lotch had been in a situation where he would have stayed on his feet, and if Kerr would have taken care of the guy in front.
And Wisconsin's challenging for goalie interference. Interesting.
Goalie interference or man in the crease? I don't know. Burnside and Montez are given the assists on the Guzzo goal.
Yeah. So for Max Montez, sixth assist for the Heartland, Wisconsin native. Right now it says 4-1 on the scoreboard. The referee is Colin Kronforst. And Tony Cech just went into the scores table. And now Kronforst comes out and skates over to the Wisconsin bench. McClellan got spun around a little bit and couldn't face the puck. But I'm not sure if goalie interference will be the call or not. I think it's going to stand.
That would be a pretty weak call, you know, in my estimation, because the young man stood right on the blue with, you know, as the goaltender's crease, and just kind of stuck his backhand stick out and tipped it by the goaltender. I don't think McClellan was interfered with by him. I'm not so sure that he might not have had contact with one of his own players.
They're having problems with the video, I do believe. 11:49 left here in the second period. Right now it's 4-1 Wisconsin. Let's take a one-minute break. Back in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
In ice hockey, every move matters. Perfect deflections and redirects. Quick releases, optimal shot angles. One misstep can cost you more than just the goal. That's when athletes turn to UW Health. From a dislocation in a body check to muscle pulls from a quick pivot, our sports medicine doctors deliver game-changing care with precision and perfection for every injury. No matter the complexity, UW Health is your go-to team to get you back on the ice in no time. UW Health. Remarkable.
They may have challenged offside. Let's hear. So, for whatever reason, the video replay system is down. Keep in mind, there was a college basketball game played here today. Wisconsin knocked off third-ranked Marquette. The scoreboard is not operated properly since this game began, and for whatever reason, they don't have video replay operable tonight. So why not, if it hasn't been working, should the referees have checked that and notified the coaches prior to the game starting, or did it work when it started and now it's malfunctioned? That's a question that questions we need to be answered. But it's a 4-1 game. They'll give the goal to Guzzo at 8-11, a power play goal. So the Badgers were feeling good at 4-0, but
Well, I was about to say, if they wipe this one off, Coach Rolick's day has gone from bad to worse, yeah. But got a little life now.
Badgers. Oh, Herbst just coughed up the puck and threw it around to the left corner, and the Badgers Bantle fired it towards the cage, and Herbst was slow to get back in between the pipes, and he got his stick on it, though, and prevented it from going in the net. Again, Riley Herbst hasn't played a lot, just his third collegiate game. Now on the move, it's Ohio State's Wise. Little toe pull right circle. McClellan stop, and then Wise and Horbach go at it.
Yeah, Horbach and Wise are both going to take it. I think they were mutual combatants, to say the least.
Two former Madison Capitals. Wise played only 9 games a year ago for them because of injury. Horbach was there 2 years ago, but the Madison native will take a seat in the sin bin, as will Wisconsin's Jack Horbach. Two agitators will now sit about 15 feet apart and stare and yell at each other through the glass.
4-on-4, 2 minute minors for each for roughing.
Yeah.
As you mentioned, Wise and Horbach are the two guilty combatants. 4-on-4, I'm a little bit surprised, but not surprised. Boy, he's got some hands defense with some speed back there now.
Yeah.
Going out there with Dexheimer and Jugnauth.
And also DeSaint Fowl and Cilia. Good work by DeSaint Fowl to free the puck for Cilia, and then he turned and tried to skate out of his own zone and lost it ahead of himself, so the Buckeyes now have it. Here's Burnside with it. Davis Burnside, 4 goals this season after 14 as a freshman, tried to walk Jugnauth, but Tyson his ground, and then DeSaint Fowl, Cilia, and Jugnauth collide, and McClellan comes out of his net to tap it off to Dexheimer. Cilia now, center ice, drops back DeSaint Fowl, weaves past Holiday, straight away comes across. Here's Cilia now, right hash marks, and looking. Sends it to Jugnauth. Peels back to his left. Fell down. Lost the puck. Holiday, a bigger young man, but Jugnauth won the puck back. Looking. DeSaint Fowl. Topol shoots one. And Herbst made the stop. Gathered in by Burnside. Cilia was open back door, but DeSaint Fowl elected to shoot. Holiday to Burnside. And did Johnson stay onside? No.
Nope.
So they have to touch up, and the Badgers now possess. 4-on-4 for about a minute more. 10 minutes gone by here in the second. It's 4-1 Wisconsin. Lucius, open ice, skates through the Buckeyes defense. Peels back now right point. He'll scoop it along for Fitzgerald. Cycles with care to the dot. Comes in hard. Backdoor pass. Swinging and missing Palatichuk.
Did you happen to see who the two players were that made that backdoor pass?
Care and Palatichuk, two defensemen. Lucius with a wrister. That got blocked. Fed ahead by Thiesing for himself. He'll chase it down. Kara back. A rocket by Thiesing. Missed the net. Out to center. Lucius braces for the hit from Wahlberg. Now Fitzgerald and Montez battling for the puck. And Riley Herbst, the goaltender, will just paddle it through the crease a little bit. And then he turned it over. What a pass, Fitzgerald to Lucius. 5-1 Wisconsin.
Well, speed kills. We have said it 100 times every year, but the fact of the matter being is that the goaltender made a questionable decision at that point in time, and Christian Fitzgerald just undressed the defenseman, and Cruz Lucius knew exactly where he was going to be, and that was standing right in front of the net. Both Ohio State defensemen went towards the puck carrier, and Cruz Lucius standing all by himself. I'll put money on him in front of the net by himself 9 times out of 10.
Riley Herbst gives up his first goal. You know, he's played only 17 minutes in his career. He's a junior, as Riley Herbst. 5-1 Wisconsin. Free Culver's custard for those in attendance here tonight. Both teams at full strength after the matching minors to Horbach and Wise expire. So it's Lucius from Fitzgerald. Lucius with his 8th goal. Shot right circle, broken up by the Badgers. And a 4-on-1, make it a 3-on-1 to our right. Dick, hard to the net goes Tassi. Dick shoots one into the chest of Herbst, and he hangs on. 8:46 to go here in period number 2. The Badgers trying to sweep Ohio State. Looks good now. 5-1 Wisconsin. This is Badger hockey from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Save big money in your next project right now at Menards. Always know who's at your door with a smart video doorbell from Fight Electric. From the delivery man to unwanted guests, see live video on your phone or smart device from anywhere and receive alerts when motion is detected. Pick one up today for $49.97 right now at Menards. Plus, a Menards gift card is always a great gift idea. Price is good through December 3rd.
Boy, season's greetings to you all.
Badgers have matched their season high with five goals tonight. They scored five last Saturday in shutting out Anchorage. They scored five in beating third-ranked Michigan back on November 3rd. They scored five in beating top-ranked Minnesota October 26th. They scored five in beating 17th-ranked Michigan Tech on October 21st. And, Ian, there's still 28 minutes and 46 seconds left here tonight against Ohio State.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but if it ends up 21-19, it's not going to be a fun game for me.
No? Not a lot of highlights to work with, though, that's for sure. Here's Ohio State on the attack. Pass towards the front of the net off the stick of Daniel Lotch. It's Deckhut now. He got knocked down, lost the puck out to center. And then Klee will send it back in. McClellan can't stop it behind the net. Lotch then throws a wild pass intended for Dexheimer. Went under his stick to the far side. Good work by Stramel to prevent Klee from getting through the puck. Now here comes Finley one-on-one. Tries to cut towards the net. Lost the handle on the puck as Wahlberg got in his way. But Finley retrieved. Lotch out high. Shot got through. Herbst kicked it out. Dexheimer left wing. Tried to cycle along with Stramel and lost the puck. And then batted away from Stramel and all the way down. And the Badgers will hustle after it. No icing. Under 8 minutes to go. Second period. It's 5-1 Badgers. Two goals in the first. Silly on the power play. Lindmark shorthanded. Then a penalty shot for Finley to start the second. Tassie a power play goal. And Wisconsin's Lucius 4-on-4.
Well, if anybody's new to college hockey, you've seen everything.
Yeah.
You've seen every part of a hockey game that most people don't get to see, especially when the penalty shots ended in there. But shorthanded goals, power play goals, 5-on-5 goals, and penalty shots. Mm. That's pretty much the whole book on offensive output.
Actually, there's no 5-on-5 goal yet out of the five goals. Penalty shot, 3 power play goals, 4-on-4.
4-on-4, excuse me. Yeah, that's right.
No 5-on-5.
Okay, we'll categorize it as even strength goals.
There we go. That's good. But we might see a 5-on-5 tonight. Who knows what else? Maybe a goalie goal. Horbach fires one blocked, and that really stung Scooter Bricky. But it made its way to Herbst. He kept it out of the net, behind the net. Now Lindmark setting up. Horbach, he scores! Half dozen for the Badgers with 7:20 left in the second. 6-1 Wisconsin.
There you go. There's your fifth. There's your 5-on-5 goal. And very good job of finding the man deep in front, right in front. You look at Lindmark, he finds Horbach. He's just stationed himself between the two defensemen. Nothing but top shelf.
So Horbach from Lindmark and Bantle at 12:40. And the Badgers lead Ohio State 6-1. Buckeyes came into tonight 0-6-1 in the Big Ten, outscored in conference play 31-8. They've now been outscored 37-9 in Big Ten games so far. Picked by league coaches to finish last. This has been a rough start to the season for Steve Rolick, J.B. Bittner, Paul Kirtland, and the Ohio State Buckeyes.
Yeah, when Papa Bear comes in and raids the cupboard.
Correct. Steele behind the net, Stephen Holliday. Holliday, an Ottawa Senators fourth-round draft pick a couple of years ago. Big Ten all-rookie team last year with 41 points. DeSaint Fowl, Steele on the attack looking. Oh, he stops, and the defenseman wipes out. He just got faked out of his skates. Johnson just fell down as DeSaint Fowl hit the brakes right circle, and then Maddie didn't know what to do with it. And didn't connect with any of his teammates. And now here comes Holliday. Big left-hander. Topol shoots one low. But Cullen with a save. Left a rebound there. But the Badgers clean up the mess. 6:19 to go. Steal by Dunlap. Backpedaling Wahlberg out higher right. Whistles a wrister high and wide. Now Johnson gathers it in left side. Head and shoulder fake backside. Looking for Montez. Couldn't handle the pass. Lodge stays on him. Montez awkwardly knocked down by Lodge, and a penalty's coming up on the Badgers defenseman. Montez off the wall. Look out. He comes in, shoots one right pad. Save made by McClellan. Gathered in now by Ohio State. Not given up. Long-range shot. Wahlberg blocked. Badgers possess, and the whistle blows, and a penalty on the Badgers. Yeah, 5:49 left in the second. Badgers shorthanded, but up 6-1.
Pretty sure that that's a borderline call, but Daniel Lodge did knock the person down. And as he went down, he ended up grabbing him by the jersey or the pants. So I'm not sure, Hunter's shirt, whatever. But it didn't give him the opportunity to get the free puck. Yeah. So he held him down on the ice. And I would imagine that Daniel Lodge is going, hey, I'm 6'5".
Right.
What did you expect me to do?
Right.
Yeah, it's one of those deals where size has its advantages, but when somebody goes down, they're always looking for the biggest guy who put him down there. So Daniel Lodge will make his way to the penalty box with 5:49 left here in the second. And now we're having some delay for goaltender repairs.
Yeah, it looked like the left pad of Riley Herbst had a strap or something, but it's been attended to, and so Ohio State on a power play.
It'll also give a breather to the three gentlemen who were out there in the last shift and are now out there on the power play.
Burnside, Guzzo, Johnson, Carfagna, and Messina. Badgers, though, win the faceoff all the way out to center. Strongly won by Lindmark. Korbach chased it down for a moment, but now the Buckeyes have possession. Lindmark, though, just attacking. And jammed the puck free for a moment. Buckeyes have it again.
And again, 20 seconds at max. The penalty killers are out there. And if there's an opportunity to change, they change right away.
Now Finley gets some reps on the PK with Sawyer Scholl. Scholl near steel, left wing wall. Now here's Kerr, scoops it along, pinching down is Johnson. Good poke check by Scholl, had his stick held up. He falls down, trying to pass to Finley at center. Broken up by Ohio State. The Badgers do it right back to Ohio State. Now it's Johnson to Carfagna. To the left wing and Burnside, out to Carfagna. D to D to Johnson. Former North Dakota Fighting Hawk to the left wing. Montez couldn't handle the pass. Badgers taken away shorthanded. And Scholl gains the red line, just dumps it in. Badgers will change their penalty killers. A minute to go on the Ohio State power play. Exactly. 6-1 Wisconsin.
30 seconds for the first unit. 30 seconds for the second unit.
Wahlberg skates ahead with Lindmark in arrears. Carfagna drops back to Thiessen. Across the line, the right-hander comes. Borlicki stays on him. Penalty continues for 40 seconds. Buckeyes, Wahlberg with it. They're onside, looking right side. Bricky shoots one off balance and missed the net. Holiday now skates with it in the left corner. Holiday out to the point, and Wahlberg swings it quickly right side to Bricky. Bricky down to the goal line he goes, and Caden Brown, haven't seen much of him tonight. Now Wahlberg, Holiday outside the left ring. Wahlberg, one-timer, missed the net. Boy, he snapped that one off, the Stockholm, Sweden native. Badgers eventually win the puck and send it down. 4 minutes to go in the period. Wisconsin has scored four in this period. It's 6-1. Ohio State lead feed. Messina can't catch. Scattered in easily. Breakaway now for DeSaint Foul shorthanded. And he tried to go between the legs, cutting to his left, and Herbst made the stop. Oh, he tried to make that a highlight reel goal, and the attempt was pretty, just didn't finish. Looked like he was going to go to his backhand, instead reached his stick between his legs behind his right leg and tried to roof it on Herbst, but Herbst made the stop. Both teams at full strength now, 3:20 to go in the second. A 6-1 Wisconsin advantage. Cilia knocked down, lost his stick. Lucius, though, retrieves the puck in the corner. Stick handling and looking. Lucius just had his pass attempt deflected by Nathan McBrayer.
Right idea. Just too many red jerseys around him.
Yeah. Badgers have the puck. Here's Zach Scholes. Scored the first goal of the weekend. Dumps it in. Herbst battles off to McBrayer. Lead feet gets to Messina. He backhands one ahead for Cassidy. Will it be icing? They call it icing. Oof. On Ohio State. Menards, proud sponsor of Badger Athletics, and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. And with over 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
I was wondering if the Badgers were going to go with seven forwards.
There are a lot of white jerseys on the ice. Fitzgerald and Tassie will sit on the bench. Finley's out there with Scholl and Stramel. 6-1 Wisconsin. Cilia, Lindmark, Finley, Tassie, Lucius, and Horbach have all lit the lamp here tonight. Badgers win the draw. Foot raised to the near corner. Stramel on McBrayer. Ties him up. Jams the puck free. Back to the corner. Stramel reaching for it. Messina's got it. Turns to his left and eludes Stramel and comes ahead. To the right wing, Cassidy trying to get a step on Vorlicki. Nice pass to the slot. Stick handling with it was Decutt. He got stopped, but a penalty on the far side of the play. And now we got a little bit more verbiage going on with Cassidy and one of the Badgers, but Stramel, late hit on Stramel.
Didn't see it. Did not. I mean, not that it was glaring a penalty, but ironically, the person I think who was hit was Cassidy, and he spent enough time in the penalty box to know not to retaliate. So power play for Ohio State here with 2:26 left. Not a monumental kill, but important for motivation. And
Badger Slimmark wins the faceoff again. Foot race again with Horbach and Johnson. Horbach, great hustle. Johnson fell down and slid on the seat of his pants. Horbach now pinning the puck along the end boards, and it takes three Buckeyes to knife it free. Now Lindmark in on the forecheck with a PK, and eventually Carfagna's got it. Boy, they aggressively forecheck on the penalty kill, and they just wreak havoc. Horbach and Lindmark. And now DeSaint Fowl able to whack it free, but it comes to Carfagna near the Badger blue line. Under 2 minutes to go in the period, 6-1 Wisconsin, and then a misfire pass by Burnside to the point, and the Buckeyes have to touch up. Cilia now comes up on the PK with DeSaint Fowl, Vorlicki, and Kerr. Here's Brent Johnson now, Washington Capitals third-round draft choice a couple of years ago. Passed by Carfagna off a stick, almost took the head of Guzzo off, but the Buckeyes with possession. Montez to the right dot. Tried to force it towards the cage off a skate. Montez retrieves far side. Vorlicki stays with him. And then Kerr carries Guzzo into the corner wall to free the puck for Vorlicki. Try to rim it around it out unsuccessfully. And then Carfagna can't hold the point on a pass by Burnside. And the Buckeyes will change. Power play time remaining 45 seconds. 1:10 left in the second. It's 6-1 Wisconsin.
A lot of Buckeyes sticks on the hips when they're going off the ice, shaking their heads.
Thiesing now flies into the Wisconsin zone. Behind the net he goes. Three different Badgers have touched him and forced him wide, and then the puck jam free through center. Herbst well out of his net as Scholl and Wahlberg were coming down the ice, and Herbst just paddles it off to the near side. 40 seconds to go here in the second. Caden Brown, the former Badger, looks right, looks left, comes across the line left wing and flips it around right corner. There is Ronald Scooter Bricky. Brown, ooh, backside. Holiday's shot blocked by Finley. 28 seconds to go. Nice work by Finley in the corner. Finding Lodge. Bouncing puck. Lindmark had it. Turnaround pass by Holiday after he steals. Broken up by the Badgers. 18 seconds left. Puck came free. Here's Stramel now with it. Stramel across the line. Met nice by hit. Thiesing, who stood him up and jarred the puck free. Holiday now with it. Backhand pass left wing. Intercepted by Lindmark. Sauced it ahead. Bit too far, but no icing. Tassie gets there quickly. Time's going to expire in the period, and it does. A four spot for the Badgers. Finley, Tassie, Lucius, and Horbach. Wisconsin 6, Ohio State 1 after two periods of play. UW Athletics proud to recognize the official products of the Kohl Center. Brew Pub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. And Badger Hockey brought to you by Rail Transport, offering home daily truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. We'll return in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Badger fans, ring in the holiday season with your Wisconsin men's hockey team. Don't miss out on your chance to cheer on Mike Hastings and the Badgers as they take on Big Ten foes on home ice at the Kohl Center. For more information on Wisconsin men's hockey and to purchase single game tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The Foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Prior to this weekend series, Ohio State was 6-1-1 in its last eight games against Wisconsin. But the Badgers won last night 3-0. They're up 6-1 tonight. Four goals in the second period. A penalty shot scored by Quinn Finley at 3:18, his fourth goal of the year. Simon Tassie, a power play goal on a nice pass by Cruz Lucius. Owen Lindmark, a helper as well. That at 6:45. Fifth goal for Tassie. It was 4-0. Patrick Guzzo scored a power play goal for Ohio State at 8:11, his fourth of the year, to make it 4-1. But then 4-on-4, Cruz Lucius from Christian Fitzgerald at 10:37 for Lucius, his eighth marker of the year. And then Horbach from Lindmark and Bantle at 12:40, Jack's second of the year. 6-1 Wisconsin after two. Badgers 14 shots on goal in that period. For 27 for two periods, five shots on goal for the Buckeyes. Kyle McClellan is 11 for 12. He stopped 11 shots so far. Turnus left after giving up four goals on 21 shots. Riley Herbst stopped four of the six shots he faced in the second period. Badgers up 6-1. Most goals the Badgers have scored since beating Michigan State last February here at home.
I will say I have some sympathy for the young man Logan Turnus. He got into a position where he didn't get a lot of help.
No.
But I know as a coach you have to make some changes, and they yanked him and put in the young man Riley Herbst. But the fact of the matter being is that the team hasn't played any better in front of Riley Herbst. Usually you kind of use that as a motivation. Hey, pick it up. This guy isn't that great by comparison to our starting guy, so you better be better defensively. Hasn't proven to be the fact.
Badgers Cruz Lucius and Owen Lindmark with a goal and 3 points apiece. Badgers with a 6-1 lead. Second intermission back in just a bit. This is Badger hockey from Learfield.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
Calling all Badger hockey fans, the Wisconsin Badgers and Culver's restaurants are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit any participating Wisconsin Culver's restaurant and register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Culver's, proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
The football season is a non-stop adrenaline-fueled push to the end zone. So show your team colors and fanatic passion all season long for the Badgers with your favorite red and white gear. Shields has proudly partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to bring you your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to kick off every Badgers game with a touchdown. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Had a good weekend for Badger sports. Started Wednesday, Wisconsin women's basketball victorious. Badgers play Butler here tomorrow. Badger men's basketball victorious today, upsetting third-ranked Marquette here in this building. The Wisconsin volleyball team worked its way to the NCAA Sweet 16 after sweeping Miami yesterday. Badgers get Penn State Thursday at the Fieldhouse. Wisconsin women's hockey team shut out Duluth 3-0 today, and will try to sweep the Bulldogs tomorrow afternoon. And the Badger men's hockey team try to sweep Ohio State this weekend. And the Badgers offense has come to life here tonight with a little help from Ohio State, right?
Good weekend or good week, if I guess, if you want to be a Badger fan, especially the student section. And as we've commented, this place rocks and rolls when the student section is here, and they're up in the second deck about half full up there. So after probably majority of them were at the basketball game this afternoon.
Storming the floor.
Went across the street to the local watering hole and came back even more soused than when they started.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Also, Big Ten today, Michigan beat Notre Dame 2-1, Penn State over Minnesota 6-3. Here the Badgers lead Ohio State 6-1, and the third period's coming your way in just a couple of minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
1 in 4 Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
By UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. It's time to drop the puck for the third period.
Both teams coming out of the ice. We'll drop the puck here in a moment or two. Badger Hockey brought to you by Culver's, and visit uwbadgers.com/Zamboni to register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game. One lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets at Culver's Gift Pack and a ride on the Zamboni during intermission. uwbadgers.com/Zamboni to sign up. 6-1 Wisconsin with the advantage here going to the third.
I think I might have to make a stop on the way home tonight.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Have your tickets?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
My ticket, take it in there and say I would like my 5-goal scoop.
Yep. It's been a bust out for the Badgers here. You know, they had struggled at Michigan State, losing a pair, and then got shut out a week ago Friday by Alaska Anchorage, 1-0. But since then, the Badgers have scored 5, 3 last night, 6 here tonight. In the last 4 games, only 2 goals allowed by Wisconsin. And the Badgers on their way to 12 wins, which would be 1 shy of their entire total a season ago. Another win would also equal their number of Big Ten victories that they had last season and the year before that.
Yeah, I've always felt so bad about the fact that in the Granato era, when they did win the Big Ten,
yeah,
nobody got to see it.
Yeah, nobody in the building because of
COVID.
A lot of games were televised. Every game was on the radio, but just very few people in person. Some family members and friends later in the season, but you know, the momentum that would have provided to this program, who knows where we'd be.
Yeah,
right now,
that's
right?
Exactly the case. And I think just as a hockey purist, I think if people would have been able to see Dylan Holloway and Cole Caulfield in their prime here for the Badgers, would have been a different story.
Yep. Badgers offensive zone faceoff steal, and the Badgers have the puck. Simon Tassi left out, shooting one low, and the stop made by third string goaltender Christopher Eberle, freshman out of Pinckney, Michigan, getting the call for Steve Rolick's club. He's gone with 3 different goaltenders here tonight.
I'll have to ask him, was Bittner next up in line to be your goaltender?
Eberle is 6'4", 208 pounds. Badgers have the puck, center ice. Fitzgerald slides it to the right wing, and Tassi goes shoulder to shoulder with Mason Klee. Puck lifted out to the blue line, grabbed by Vorlicki, snaps off a pass, Scholes his shot. Oh, it went up off the glove and chest of Eberle, and then he covers for a faceoff. He's a big young lad, Mr. Eberle. Christopher Eberle.
He's one of those kids that I guess if I was to look at him style-wise, as we looked at Herbst, he was more of a reaction goaltender. This kid looks like he's just going to fill as much space as he possibly can and pray that the puck hits him.
Not a bad way to go about things, right? Badgers foot race. Ooh. Vorlicki and Wise. Wise trying to cancel out icing, but Vorlicki beat him to the hash mark.
And that's a planned play. Yeah. You see Wise come out of the zone at 150 miles an hour, and as soon as they see that he's got a step on the defenseman, they're just firing it down the ice.
Eberle, a member of the Sioux City Musketeers when they won the Clark Cup in the USHL a couple of years ago. Bansal off the draw tried a snapshot, but his stick was deflected. The puck slowly slid to Eberle, and he hangs on. He only played a handful of games for Sioux City after spending most of the season in the National Collegiate Development Conference with the Northern Cyclones. Last year, Eberle played for the Green Bay Gamblers. 297 goals against average, 893 save percentage in 46 games played. Offensive zone faceoff for the Badgers. Lost. The Buckeyes have it. Caden Brown avoided a check, able to dump it down in. Scholes goes to get it for Wisconsin. Puck far wall, and Zach comes out of there with it again. He reverses now to Vorlicki. Mishandled a bit. High hit by Thiessing on Vorlicki, and then Lindmark took a hit from Wise. But the Badgers able to break out. And now here's Vorlicki. One on five. Shoots one low. Missed the net. Eberle leaning to his right. Stramel flies in trying to get to the loose puck. Now Finley hands off to Stramel right wing. Back pedals towards the wall. Now spins and slides a pass near side. Jugnauth at the point. Darts to his left. The left-hander cycling down to the corner, and Finley out to the point. Now Dexheimer refeeds left wing. Jugnauth, his shot off a stick and up and out of play it goes.
I was going to say, if you wouldn't have said off a stick, I would have went, yeah, okay. He just launched one out of here. Cubs home run.
Cubs home run.
Isn't that what they say when the Cubs hit a foul ball and it goes back up into the netting?
Sure.
Cubs home run.
30-12, shots on goal in favor of Wisconsin. Badgers from the get-go. Here's Finley off the draw, and his snapshot low left that went off his stick, and that sailed into the mesh, and another face-off to come. Took the Badgers until 17:23 of the first period to score. It came on a power play. David Cilia, his second goal of the year from Lucius and Dexheimer, and then they added a shorthanded goal about 2:14 later. Lindmark from Horbach and Palatichuk. Then a penalty shot goal by Quinn Finley early in the second, and then the Badgers just kept adding on. It's 6-1 here, 17-10 left in the third. Cassidy to center, to Deckhut, back to Cassidy. Off-balance shot canceled out by the stick of Dexheimer, and that puck sails into the mesh.
Yeah, we've had no flow here in the first 3 minutes of the third period. It's been deflected shot, shot up in the netting, deflected shot, shot up in the netting, face-off along the boards, another shot deflected. Yeah, it's been pretty ragtag, to be honest with you.
Guzzo and Cilia to take the face-off. Dexheimer's out there. A bigger part, it's Kerr and Palatichuk right now. Battle on the near wall. Lucius able to jam it free, then lost it. And a shot by Riley Hughes off the mark. Hughes now cycles to the corner. Montez goes to get it. Whips it around the boards too strongly, and it forces Brent Johnson out to center. Johnson, the former North Dakota Fighting Hawk. 3 goals, 9 points for Johnson in 2 years in Grand Forks. He's already got 4 goals and 6 points in the games he's played at Ohio State. Montez stripped of the puck. Loose. It slides to the far side, and DeSaint foul up to center. David Cilia with Cruz Lucius. 2-on-3. Passes to Lucius. Toe pull shot that went off the skate of Guzzo. Loose puck in the right goal line. Cilia tried to get it to Vorlicki. Got enough of it. Vorlicki dumped it back to Cilia. Now behind the net, Lucius, thinking Cilia was going to cut off the wall, threw a backhand blind pass to two Buckeyes. Cilia was already going to the bench.
Yeah, Cilia hasn't had a lot of gas here in the third period.
4 minutes into the third, it's 6-1 Wisconsin. Daniel Lodge playing keep away from a pair of Buckeyes behind the Wisconsin net. Outlet pass to Dick up the middle now to Lodge, starting the rush. Lodge now fans off to his left, scoops it around right corner it goes. Simon Tassie trying to pull it away from Carfagna, no luck. Sauce ahead to Davis Burnside, too far for him. Daniel Lodge then can't clear the zone. Holiday after it near side, possesses, Nice play. Klee straight away. His long-range shot sliding to his right. McClellan on his knees made the save. 15:29 left here in the third. 6-1 Wisconsin. Our game title sponsor, UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you.
Well, of all the Ohio State players that came in here, I've always said that there's always got to be one guy that seems to stand out.
Mm-hmm.
Holiday is just, he's a man amongst boys.
He's been standing out a long time. Fifth all-time in the United States Hockey League in points scored. He had 215 points in 3 years at Dubuque and then came to the college ranks. I mentioned a 41-point freshman season a year ago. His first goal ever was the first game he had ever played, and that was against Wisconsin in Columbus back in October of last season. He's got a lot of talent. For a big young man, he can really handle the biscuit.
He just... there's no panic, no fear. No. Seems to know what to do in every situation.
Shot on McClellan. He makes the stop. Johnson out by the blue line and forced outside the zone. Carson Bantle came out quickly on him. Bantle throwing some forechecking pressure at the Buckeyes and a bad pass, and Zach Scholes has it. Skates to his right. Drop pass Lindmark. He'll shoot one. That's off a stick and high. Comes off the glass near side. Bantle protects half boards left. Throws to the point, Jugnauth. He fires one off the mark. Horbach after it. He'll scoop it into the corner in Lindmark. Peels to his right out near the hash marks. Turns and dumps it back deeper. Bantle off balance goes down, but with his long reach, able to poke it between the legs of Johnson to the corner. Bantle getting some support from Lindmark, but eventually
look
the Buckeyes
out.
Have it. They can't clear. Thiesing will try, but quickly on near side, Horbach, his shot knocked down in front by Johnson. Badgers retrieve again. Palatichuk far side. Jugnauth stick handling and looking. Jugnauth out high. He shoots one. That was blocked down. Lindmark off the bench. Finley, he fires. That shot is out of play. It went up and over the glass into the protected netting. 14-16 to go in the third. 6-1 Wisconsin. Another nice crowd here tonight. I'd say 9,000-10,000 or so. And again, two more games before the semester break. Penn State in town next Friday at 8 o'clock and then Saturday at 7 o'clock. Tickets at uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Just saw a replay of that last shot. There were 10 hockey players on the ice all looking, where did that one go? And when it landed off the netting in front of the referee, then the referee knew where it went too.
Ohio State's Deckhut chops the puck out to neutralize. Wisconsin takes it from there. Scholl to Dexheimer. Tried to spring Finley. Pass too far ahead, but on goal, actually. And Eberle had to put the paddle of his stick down to stop it. Here comes Messina to Bricky. Bricky, as the Buckeyes onside, tried to pass left wing, but it was broken up. Now Cassidy feathers it behind the cage. Messina can't get there in time. Scholl will reverse now to Palatichuk as the Buckeyes change, and a lot of time for Joe Palatichuk, who's plus 12 this season going into tonight's game. He's plus 2 tonight. Not bad for a freshman defenseman. He had 5 block shots to lead the Badgers last evening. And, you know, again, only 14 shots on goal for Ohio State tonight. Not enough attempts by the Buckeyes for the Badgers to block that many shots. Long lead bank pass intended for Montez. He hustled after it, but the Badgers got there first. Kerr now scoops it ahead. Here's Lucius. Pass to DeSaint Foul on his backhand. Then double team found Lucius. Pass to the slot for Cilia. Pitchforked out by Klee and back Wisconsin's way. Third period, 12:45 left. 6-1 Wisconsin. A 4-goal second period for the Badgers. Johnson, nice move around the left wing, cuts to the slot, can't get a shot off, falls down, got tripped up.
Yep.
Kerr may have gotten his stick in the way. Johnson went down. Nice move by Brent Johnson, the defenseman, to create some offense for Ohio State, and the Buckeyes will get a power play at the 7:27 mark of this third period.
Brent Johnson got nothing to lose. I mean, basically, 2 minutes tripping is the call officially by on Anthony Kerr, and the Badgers will be shorthanded for the fourth time tonight, I think.
Fifth time.
Okay. Yep. And, you know, Johnson, just one of those guys where you're down 6-1 and there's an offensive play that can go into the corner and you might get the puck. Go for it. Good play by him. Kind of caught Anthony Kerr off guard.
Actually, it might be the sixth time. I think it's the sixth time because Lodge took a holding penalty late. Charlie Stramel took a penalty also, so this is the sixth
Ohio
power
State
play.
Is yeah. 1-for-5 yeah. going into the period, so yeah. now they're on their sixth.
Thiesing shot from the top of the right circle right into the belly of Kyle McClellan. Gave up no rebound. Faceoff to come. So tripping on Kerr at 7:27.
And again, it doesn't take very long. We're only, 18 seconds, 17 seconds into the penalty.
Mm-hmm.
Send out your draw man.
In this case, Cilia. He was at better than 60% of the faceoff circles, and he wins this one. To Thiessen, foul rimmed around by Lodge. He chops it out to center. Cilia hustles after it, cuts in behind the net. Wrap around, shorthanded, stopped by Eberle. And then late trailing was Thiessen foul as the puck squirted out by the blue line. Maddie couldn't reach it, and the Buckeyes now have and come across the Badger line. Thiessen tried to pass to the point. Lodge got in his way. Cilia with Bricky in his back pocket. Holiday pulls it free to the point. Wahlberg back to Holiday right side. Holiday walks the wall to the dot. Stick handling. Twirls it back near side. Thiessen. Wahlberg back to Holiday. Steps near the faceoff dot. Back straight away. It's Wahlberg. Thought about shooting. Holiday will. One-timer in. Ooh. McClellan to his left. Made yep. a nice save and covered.
Had to dive for that one. I think that everybody in the building was anticipating that the left-handed defenseman was going to tee it up because there was a lot of traffic in front of the net. Instead, he goes back to the left side and shooting off his... off the pass was Holiday, and that's a good save by McClellan. He had to react quickly to that quick cross-ice pass.
McClellan's only faced 16 shots tonight, giving up one goal. He's given up one goal all weekend, Kyle McClellan. Buckeyes have the puck, still 45 seconds left on their power play. A 6-1 Wisconsin lead, 11:15 remaining here in Madison. Burnside left wing. They're just playing pitch and catch on that side. Here's Johnson now to the right side. Just coughed it up to Finley. Finley at the red line. He'll dump it in and chase. Eberle out of his net. The big fella paddles it around to the near side. Run down by Montez, and he gets up and out of his own end. Scoops it past the Badgers defenseman Lodge. First one to it is Montez. Boy, he's a quick little guy, isn't he?
Yeah, he can fly.
Max Montez out of Heartland Arrowhead. Here's Johnson now. Backside left, chip pass through. Guzzo got his stick on it. Montez in the vicinity, but it came free to the corner. Dexheimer around to the near side wall, and Lindmark able to get enough of it out to center ice. Anthony Kerr's penalty has expired. Buckeyes now 1-for-6 on the power play, and they gain the zone and shoot to McClellan. An easy save on Carfagna and holds on for a faceoff. 6-1 Badgers, 10:28 to go here at the Kohl Center.
Yeah, and people will question why there's not more intensity in a 6-1 game. Badgers just trying to, quote-unquote, not make mistakes.
Yeah.
And I'll give Coach Hastings a lot of credit. There's some people out there that don't play a regular shift in this type of situation, especially like with the penalty killers that he's changed mm-hmm. a couple times tonight. This is a great opportunity for them to get experience in those situations.
Fitzgerald, Dick, and Tassie out there. For the Badgers, Jugnauth and Schultz, and the Badgers just ice the puck. Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Your odds are better there. So next Friday night, Ian, I'm not going to be saying much. I assume you'll be here or somehow listening to Paul Brown and Bill Howard call the Badgers and Penn State, Friday night, 7:30 broadcast, 8 o'clock, face-off on the Badgers Sports Network.
I might use my media pass to get here.
What a give and go with Tassie and Fitzgerald, but Fitzgerald couldn't handle the return feed. Now Fitzgerald tried to walk Wahlberg and lost the puck. So you're going to use your credential in what?
Probably lounge it. That's what I'll... I do have my two tickets, but I will probably lounge it.
Okay. That's not a bad thing. Here's Tyson Dick. Tried to Topol. Got a backhander off. Stopped by Eberle. Rebound there. Dick looking for his first goal as a Badger. Eberle on his belly. Two of his teammates down. Two. Bricky right outside the crease. And now Hughes pulled one of the Badgers out of the fray near the side of the net. That's Simon Tassie. I think cooler heads will prevail here. They will.
Badgers. Gosh, I wonder if Cassie did anything to instigate that.
He's pretty good at that. Timeout on the ice, 9:38 to go in the third. Wisconsin 6, Ohio State 1. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Wisconsin Badger Hockey brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. If you can dream it, Cleary can design it with their dream-making software. Visit clearybuilding.com. Wisconsin with a 6-1 lead on Ohio State, trying to sweep the Buckeyes and get to 6-2 in the Big Ten and 12-4 overall.
Those are pretty impressive numbers for the first-year coach.
Yeah. Face off to the left of Eberle, making his collegiate debut. Third goaltender the Buckeyes have used here tonight. Turnis played 26-35, gave up 4 goals on 21 shots. Riley Herbst played 13-09, gave up 2 goals on 6 shots. Neverly's been perfect so far. He's faced 9 shots and stopped them all here in this period. Puck inside the Wisconsin zone. Palatichuk with care. Ooh. Nice pass to the tape of Charlie Stramelstick by Anthony Kerr. Out of his net comes Eberle. Rims it around, goes off the skate of a defenseman, McBrayer, and gathered in by Montez. Now here comes Hughes, and he whistles one wide through 4 Badgers. Riley Hughes played 4 years at Northeastern. 32 points in 115 games. Puck loose in front, twirling his Holiday. Can't get a shot on goal. Out to the point, Burnside. Walks the left wing wall. Holiday back behind the net. Pressured by Vorlicki. Shoves him against the end boards. Holiday, no look, pass. Wow, what a feed that time. Carfagna had a chance. McClellan made the stop. Now uh-oh. Finally dives out on top of the puck.
Yeah, I don't know if the actual whistle was blown because the goaltender McClellan jumped out on the puck or the net came off its moorings. And I was a little worried that it was a Badger defenseman who actually pushed the net off its moorings. Whether it was intentional or not, that could be a penalty, but it's not. It's they're going to call the freezing of the puck by McClellan as the reason for the whistle, and good call. So we'll just start over again and hopefully not get into those scrums anymore.
What an excellent pass by Stephen Holiday to cause that scramble in front of the net. Badgers Lindmark beat Holiday in the faceoff circle. Bantle skates into the offensive zone, then turned it over. Holiday on the rush for Ohio State. 1-on-2 and lost the puck to Dexheimer. Up ahead to Horbach. That was knocked off his stick. Dexheimer got it ahead to Lindmark. He overskates. Jugnoff now with it. To the right point, Bantle walks across, spins away from one Buckeye, runs into another. Got it down deep. Horbach. Tied up and out to center. And then Jugnoth cut underneath.
Could have lined him up.
Dunlap made some contact. No penalty, though. And here's Bantle now at center. To Lindmark. 2-on-2 with Horbach. Scissors cut. Lindmark shot. That goes off of Johnson and out of play with 7:55 left here in the third. This men's hockey season, Exact Sciences will light the lamp for Ringo. For every goal the Badgers score, Exact Sciences and others will donate $21 in honor of Rob Andringa to fight colorectal cancer. 6 goals tonight for the Badgers, 53 this season. 53 goals means $1,113 going to fight colorectal cancer. Face off, Lucius shoots one from out high left. Easy stick save for Eberle, and the puck lifted out through center past Palatichuk. Icing will be waved off. A number of the fans have since departed the arena after the Badgers built that big 6-1 lead after two. Cilia cycles off the end boards for DeSaint Foul. Point shot by Palatichuk, and leaning to his left, Eberle gloves it easily. And a face-off to come. Badgers have doubled up shots on goal on the Buckeyes, 36-18.
I like watching Palatichuk. It just seems that he has, when he's got the game in front of him like he just did there from the point, he knows exactly what to do. The only time he gets in trouble as a freshman is that if he's in tight quarters and can't keep his head up, he's more concerned with getting the puck or taking the man. But it's a natural thing to happen. But I do enjoy watching him play because he's got all the tools.
Puck all the way down on the